One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
My God.
Is that me?
Who's a handsome
I look
devil.
Amazing.
My goodness.
Stungy just keeps looking better and I just keep looking worse. We're recording.
Okay.
And welcome back. Too late to the party! Dun, 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 dun. Episode 10! Bum, 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 bum. And that's it! That's the episode
that's
10
that's
song.
That's a quick little episode 10 song. Yeah. You know it. You'll love it.
Everyone if sings you don't, it. If you don't, get your shit
get
together.
Get your shit together.
Idiot.
Because everyone else knows the episode 10 song, so why don't you?
What do you want to talk about today?
Well,
I know what I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about. Well, first of all, a couple of things have happened this week that are kind of nice. Well, at least for Brad. Brad, you just moved into your new house.
I bought a house in Southern California, which is a huge hassle.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's nice. They have a walkable neighborhood.
We have a walkable neighborhood. It's good for the baby. We have a guest room, which is crazy. We have a yard. We got all these things, but it does prove that I have enough confidence in like this whole like creative, you know, job that I might as well put down roots. I don't want to keep on spending money on an apartment.
It's nice to have a walkable neighborhood. Yeah. I miss having a walkable neighborhood. I was visiting my family back in Boston, a few weeks ago, and I was like, the burbs. And my mom was like, ugh, why? Like, because my mom's like, I'm a city gal at heart. And because she's from Boston. And I was like, I don't know. It's kind of, because I live in the city and I've lived in the city for a few years now because I lived in New York. And it's not. They're walkable.
Neighborhoods, just not yours.
not mine.
Just not the ones that you are living in.
Yeah, because you walk outside and then people are like, what are you doing out here? Yeah. And you're like, you gotta be kind of looking around. You know, where
you got to be very aware of your surroundings.
Like I would have headphones on, but then I would be like, but I'm also like Melissa and I, our friend Chunky's Dead, like we would talk about this sometimes. We would be like, let's kind of make ourselves, look a little crazy when we're walking down the street. Just because, especially as a woman, you're like,
you want to blend in.
I would try to make myself look masculine. I'll be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
I did the Elvis thing for a second. I would walk around like Elvis.
The crackhead's like, is that Austin Butler? I don't want to mess with him.
Yeah. You want to get this? Ho, ho, ho.
Loudly start yelling in an Elvis voice. Ho, ho, coming through.
You want this karate chop?
You don't want to play with the king. They're like, is that woman just that would make them avoid you. They would think you're a tweaker.
Yeah.
If you're constantly doing an Elvis impression much louder than you should.
They're like, watch out for the Elvis tweaker that walks down
the
street.
At that point, you become the neighborhood tweaker. They're like, wow, does that homeless lady walk around a lot? Like, yeah, I think she thinks she's like an Austin Butler impersonator.
She keeps trying to karate chop everyone, talking about rock and roll.
I think I recognize her. That's an influencer. No, she's clearly homeless.
No, that's definitely the Austin Butler tweaker.
Definitely the tweaker.
The Austin Butler as Elvis tweaker.
Yeah, like her clothes seem very clean and covered, although a little bit covered
is
in cat hair.
Santa Clums?
Wow, a Santa Clums reference. You must listen to Late to the Party.
Yeah, because eventually what I'm hoping for is that the podcast just becomes utter nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
And then what we do is talk about, I just Austin reference Butler, our reference. Jokes that we've
I know.
Had.
I'm so tired of having to come up with new things. Like, I really admire those podcasts where you listen like episode 800 and it's all in jokes. It's only them talking about their projects and it's all in jokes. Like, yo, I went down to Dubai and there was a real stickler tree up in the fucking plane. Ho, we haven't seen a stickler tree in months.
It's like bing, bong, boom. Beep, beep, boop.
I felt like the Howard Stern show became that. And like, like by the time I became a fully fledged adult, I would listen to Howard Stern and I'm like, none of this is jokes. None of this is funny. It's just all in references that I'm sure the fans love a lot, but like as a new listener, like there's nothing I can really come into here. So I'm hoping we eventually devolve into just in joke sludge.
Beep, boop, bop. Well, and then everyone's like, ah, ah, ah.
Like, or the song, like the improvised song in the beginning of the episode is the whole episode. It's episode 10. Da, 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 and like 43 minutes
and then
later.
Every time we talk about something, we just do it in the
Austin
in the DJ
Butler voice.
Version, the DJ thing that we do, the DJ bit.
No new jokes.
Aren't you guys loving this? Isn't this great content?
Austin Butler.
Santa Claus.
Oh, we are developing a little bit of a lore now.
A little bit. We have enough to, you know, maybe last
lore
5 minutes.
Lore drop.
Lore drop.
Yeah, okay.
But
while you were doing
your whole moving into a new house and starting a new chapter of your life, I've been in creature mode in my apartment playing Final Fantasy for 12 hours.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know because it unfortunately, like, at least on the PS5, like, it tells you how many hours you've put into this game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it told me I put in, like, 50 hours on Final Fantasy, and I was like, no one look at me.
Does a little, when you play a video game too much, does a little alarm come off? They're like, you've been playing for 50 hours.
No, but I'll be, like, looking at it, and it'll be like, yeah, this is how much you've been putting in.
I think they
96
should,
on Kingdom Hearts 3.
I think they should put in more effort into sort of reminding you, like maybe scan your face and being like, the bags under your eyes looked like this 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
And now they look like this. Are you sure you don't
like
want to get up?
Like how the iPhone does when it's like, you've had a lot of screen time recently. Because you can make it so that it does like, doesn't it like automatically sort of tell you like you're only supposed to have this much screen time?
It'll give you warnings.
Yeah.
You're in the top 2% of people who waste their time on the phone.
Ooh, yeah, that's embarrassing. I think I've left the house twice this week and it was to see you twice for this recording. And then we had dinner with friends. And I like leave the house and I see the sunlight and I'm just like,
you got, like shaking the cobwebs off.
Yeah, I start to, my skin starts to burn like a vampire. Yeah. I just start smoking and I'm just like, ah.
Yeah, if Stanzi runs back into her apartment, then there's two more weeks of summer. It's pretty crazy. it's how she's like the groundhog.
If she sees
of LA.
Her shadow and gets scared and runs back in.
Yeah, if she keeps
like, ah, no, we got another 3 weeks of 90 degree weather.
Oh, no.
Damn it. Why does the Stanzi always see her shadow?
Everybody gathers. They're like, is she going to make the social engagement or is she going to bail?
They walk out of the house and I'm just like, they're like, oh man, she does this every year.
Does this every year. Ugh. Two more weeks.
But also, I just realized before I, as I left the house, that my dress is covered in cat hair.
Designer cat hair.
Designer cat, because he's a luxury cat.
It's a luxury cat.
So, me being covered in half, like, cat
hair. It actually makes the shirt more expensive.
Yeah, this was like originally like a $30 dress, and now it's more of like a $50 to $60 dress.
Don't give Balenciaga any ideas. They're just going to put cat hair on the dresses already, and now they're going to sell for like $4,000.
Oh,
it's pre-distressed from another cat. So now when you wear it out, actually, in the defense of pre-distressed clothing, I bought a pair of Balenciagas that had distress on them. And at the time I was like, I still like them, but I don't see why they have to like put these scuff marks on them already. And I realized is once I started to scuff it like normally, I was like, I don't feel
more
bad
expensive.
About this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when I buy something like brand new, looks shiny and polished and it gets its first piece of damage, I'm like mad about it. I'm like, oh man.
You should
man,
just lie and say thing's... that it was distressed on purpose.
Oh, yeah, that's what I should.
Them.
That's what I should. Yeah. But I think the next level is, intentional cat hair on black dresses so that your natural cat hair just sort of blends in with it.
Intentional oil stains.
Yeah.
Yeah, from like when you spill on yourself when you're like cooking or something.
Somebody released men and women, you know when people sweat, like they'll get a certain like neckline of sweat? They have that. That already exists.
Yeah.
So like fake sweat neckline. So.
Oh, there's a lot you could do there.
Yeah, there's a lot we can
do. Yeah, intentional foundation splatters.
Oh, yeah.
Intentional blood spatters.
Intentional bloodletting. Just intentional shit your pants. Intentional poop.
Intentional, everything.
Cat hair, poop, blood.
A lot you could do there. Yeah. But I My cat gets a hair on everything, which is, I mean, I love him, but, and he's a cute guy.
He's a cute cat, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, for even sure. know if you'll be able to see on this, but I'm like,
we'll have to show a screenshot in the clip.
I mean, look at this guy. Very pretty cat. Yeah, but he's the fanciest little boy in town. Brad, when he moved into his, one of the cool things about being an influencer.
I hate that
content
word.
Content creator.
We're
a comedian.
Content creators.
In an orthodontist.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
One of the cool things about being a creator, because I don't like calling myself an influencer because I don't think I influence in
anybody?
A positive way.
Oh.
I don't know. I feel like influencers...
Influencers,
my lifestyle.
Correct. Influencers become influencers because the audience, and I might have touched on this before, but the audience loves their look or their personality. And that's what they ride on, and that's fine.
I do think people like those things about me, but what am I influencing? Spending 50 hours playing Final Fantasy?
Yeah, but the point is that you and I, I hate to say it this way, but like we have to be funny and clever with our script writing and our camera work and
that's
our stuff.
That's not difficult for me.
Because, shut up. but because if I just lip sync a song, no one's going to give a shit.
I came out of the womb doing crowd work.
You came out of the womb. Yeah, you're right. Hey, like, what do you do for a living, Ma?
Ah, fuck you. She was like, ah, shit.
She's like, damn it, I gave birth to a comedian. What a pain in the ass.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But Brad, when he moved into his, I suggested this. I did influence Brad, actually, by...
I got a hookup.
Honestly, they should be paying us for this because we're basically an ad right now, but we're doing...
Roadway moving.
So I had seen that if you have any sort of like following online, you can reach out to Roadway Moving.
You can exchange video.
Yeah, because they'll basically allow you to do like an ad for them in exchange for not paying for moving.
And it's incredible.
And which is great because moving can cost what, like $5,000 to $10,000?
Yes.
And I was like, I don't want to pay that. And I was moving cross country too.
Yeah.
So I was moving from New York to LA. And I was like, I'm going to reach out to Roadway. And moving was one of the most stressful things ever because, I actually had a seizure, a couple of days before I moved cross country because I was so stressed out. I was so sleep deprived and just, stressed about this whole cross country move because I had no idea how it was going to go. And, I just had, a crazy seizure and I was like, ah, fuck. And then I was like, I still have to pack shit.
Yeah.
Before I move. And I was going crazy packing things and I was trying to get as much done as possible because I didn't want them to like have the hassle of like having to do a lot of that burden, but they like packed, like I should have done way less. Yeah. Cause you had the same thing.
They were so professional. They brought their own boxes. They brought like paper to wrap the china up in.
They
it was
repacked
crazy.
A lot of my boxes. Cause they were like, you did, they didn't say it, but they were like, we could do a better job at
this.
And
be
I was
improved,
like,
yeah.
They were like, oh, you went a little abstract with this packing. And I was like, well, you know, and so I just kind of sat there and watch them, and I was just like, I feel like I should be doing more.
Well, like, I filmed them.
Well, I had to do that too. Because
I was making the video, and it did feel like a bit of a
it
an interesting.
It felt a little silly.
It felt well. Did you take
a photo with them after?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I set up a tripod, and I was like, group photo time.
My point was, it's like technically we're both working. You know what I mean?
But technically we are. But yeah, like my work feels silly.
Our work does feel much less.
When I watch people doing manual labor,
much
and
less
then I'm
physically,
just filming the manual labor happening in front
yes,
of me.
Yes, our work is much less physically laborious. And we do feel like I'm a sense of guilt. I'm like, well, this is my job. And I'm holding up a phone.
Today I woke up and
I filmed these guys.
I made myself some coffee, and then Roadway Moving came and they started packing boxes and I watched.
Thanks Roadway.
Use code Stanzi for 10% off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, another hard day at work.
Could you imagine like wiping the sweat off your brow like, whew, good thing they had me there to make this ad.
Another day on site, right boys?
There was I wanted to do a joke, but I kind of didn't love it at the end, where I was going to be editing the Roadway video, like editing parts of it while they were moving.
Yeah, to like put a hard hat on.
To like show, like do a time lapse where I'm just editing in the middle of it and they're like clearing out the whole room except for the chair and desk I'm in. And I'm like, I'm
you should
done
have
with
had
the
them
video.
Pick you up.
Oh, that would have been politically correct.
Yeah.
I'm sure people wouldn't have viewed me as a huge asshole. You know, we got to stay somewhat humble, because if you make some mistakes being an influencer, if you're a little too cocky about it, the audience tends to hit you hard.
I always keep that in mind, especially because I used to work in customer service.
Yeah.
And I used to work for a place called Georgetown Cupcake. Mm. And I was like a cupcake decorator and a barista. And
tough jobs.
But it's not easy, especially because I was working in like one of the fancier places in Boston. It was Newbury Street, and that's kind of where like some of the nicer shops are. And so you would get people that would come in all the time being like complete dickheads.
Just gotta deal with it.
Just very entitled. Like, you know, because customers can be very entitled. That's why I tried my hardest to be working like not at the front of house and do the cupcake decoration thing. Because then I was just surrounded by the bakers.
Sure.
And the bakers didn't speak English very well. But we would sort of like try to crack jokes with each other to the best of our ability. And I had a way better time doing that than talking to any of the customers that would come in. Mm-hmm. My bosses like at one point pulled me aside because they were like, you're really good at your job, but you gotta stop being kind of like an asshole to these people that are coming in. Because I'm like, but they suck so bad. Because they try to tell you, because I always say that the customer is always wrong. Like you come in.
They're frequently wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, I work here. I know how to do my job better than you do. Mm. Like one of them tried to sass me because they're like, I'm supposed to have a pre-order ready. And then they like got really pissed at me. And then we found out that they had like set it for the wrong date. And then at the end, she was like, she's basically like, tail between her legs, like, I saw we. And I'm like, why don't you fucking kill yourself?
Yeah.
I'm like, I hate those people. And then at one of my jobs before that, like my first real job was working for this company called Love Pop. Mm. And I think Love Pop is actually very cool. They made like the first sort of like three-dimensional pop-up greeting cards that had like three-dimensional sort of like figurines
Sounds
in them.
Sounds cool.
It was. And they were a startup company. They got funded by Shark Tank.
Hmm.
They went on Shark Tank and then they got funded by the old guy that's kind of bald.
I don't know his name.
I don't know if you know. I don't know his name either. But basically that guy. And that was fun, but I also worked at a train station. and I would get sexually harassed by the cops that worked there.
That's not fun.
Yeah. That ACAB. Bad. Yeah, oh, no, boy. It was not super fun. And then one of them ended up getting arrested for like sexual harassing someone at a different train station. And I was like,
awkward.
Ey! Yeah. And I was like, I think I was like 20, 21. Or yeah, I think, or like even maybe even 19 or like 20. Mm. And I was just like surrounded by like 40-year-old dudes. And then like working at these train stations too, like there was, it was so cold and they would try to like give us like, then we didn't have like a lot of gear. Mm. They, at one of the train stations, they had like this pod that they put us in to try to like help protect us from the cold. Cause it gets super cold in Boston. Yeah. And they just had this weird pod that we would be in. And then every time we got a customer, we would unzip the pod. And like,
and like the cold air comes in.
Yeah. And like, and then all these people would walk by us and be like, why is that girl in a pod? Oh. And so it wasn't very like helpful to protect from the cold. So when I would leave, my bones would hurt.
That sucks.
Because I would be shivering so much.
Well, no problem with that anymore. Now you're in LA.
Now I'm in LA doing comedy. Like, I haven't forgotten my roots.
Let me ask you something. Since you, like, maybe you don't get this, but since I've started to get recognized from being a YouTuber, some people, like I'll get recognized by like a family member, you know, a younger kid. And then like one of the other kids who maybe doesn't know my content will come up and be like, are you going to give me $100? And I,
what?
The Mr. Beast effect has had a strong, effect on kids these days because a lot of kids now expect like some sort of money giveaway randomly. It's happened twice in the last month where someone who didn't know my content, but they found out I was a YouTuber, right? From a family member or a friend. And they're like, you doing a money giveaway? Are you going to give me $1,000? And I'm like, no, kid, what are you talking about? You know, it seems like so many content creators base their accounts on giving away free money that now it's becoming sort of like an expected thing. Like every single piece of content has to have a money giveaway. I saw a guy recently who's like, I'm going to be generous with my pizza driver and gave him $20. And he got like 1 million views. And I'm like, what is going on here? Why? And sure, some people were roasting him in the comments. They're like, bro, you just gave him $20. But I'm starting to notice this more and more and more as time evolves and as people are doing more of these like in real life things. And I'm wondering like I don't know if there's any way around it. People are just assuming that every time a YouTuber's out in public, they're doing a money giveaway or a trivia quiz or a fucking challenge.
And I would be so offended if I was still working in customer service and someone came up to me and started filming me as they gave me a tip.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
I mean, I might have mentioned this before, but the tip that these influencers give to the cashier or the sandwich maker, that tip is a hire. Like, because if you just roll up and film someone for TikTok, if I made my burger order and I just film you and I make a couple of jokes and then I post it, you know, that person behind the stand might be like, yeah, you were a total dick. Your camera was on. You're making jokes. Like, I don't appreciate what you've done. But since I give him $20, now the whole internet will turn on that cashier if the cashier voices any sort of concern. You get paid after the job is done. It's such a weird mentality. And no matter how often I call influencers out for doing this, it doesn't even matter. The audience is too brain dead to understand.
Yeah, there's like a lot of brain rot.
Like the brain rot. The brain rot. We make a lot of jokes about brain rot. Like, oh, kids are talking in this weird language. They're using these dumb words. They're intentionally making shitty content, deep fried memes. But like, there's a very serious problem here where they're not really considering the strong ethical ramifications of enjoying content this stupid. Because when you enjoy content that is so stupid, it literally harasses people or makes your brain rot, you're giving these people more money so they can fund more brain rot. And it becomes like very sort of hyperactive on the algorithm to the point where now I'm being asked for cash on the street by like kids who seem pretty well off. And I think that I'm not Mr. Beast. I don't do that kind of crap. But now you think I do because you think I'm super rich off of YouTube. Most of my money hasn't come from YouTube. You know, I'm still a doctor. But I was on Halloween one year, like the day before Halloween, like I think this was last year, some kids recognized my house and they knocked on the door and I had the Ring camera. And they were like, this is Scumbag Dad's house.
Oh, that would freak me out
so bad. And they look at it and they're like, this is his house? Yeah, I bet he's rich. What's he doing living here? And like my house is still nice, but like it's in Iowa, you know what I mean? Where people don't expect, you know, me to live. They're like, I bet he's got like a lot of money, you know? And it's just like,
you know what makes me so happy actually is that my mom also just moved into a new place. So my mom also just like bought a house. And now, like, no one is living in the house that was doxxed.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of people already know this, but I got doxxed, like, about 2 years ago. Was it 2 years?
It's been a while.
Already? Maybe, yeah. I guess it has been 2 years. But, yeah, I got doxxed, and I basically went on Twitter one day. Well, it first started on Instagram because I went on Instagram, and someone commented my address, my mom's house.
Yeah.
Because they thought I still lived there.
Yeah.
And so they didn't find my New York address, but someone commented that address, and I deleted the comment. And then I went on Twitter, and people were posting the front of her house. And I was like, crazy. What the fuck? And so then I was like, oh, shit. And then it started to ramp up, and they were basically like, if you want us to stop, you have to like DM us. And I was like, well, I'm not doing that. But I had to, they basically were like, everyone call the local police in that town that she lives in and try to get her swatted by saying there was like an active shooter on the site. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I had to call my mom and I was like, you have to call the Braintree like police department and tell them this is happening so that they don't come to your house with like a team of people and like, you know, potentially, I was like, you know, she could get shot. Yeah. You know, police walk into places all the time. They're just like, what's
guns
going
blazing,
on?
Hey.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah, they just, they're,
someone order a shooting.
Yeah. They like, you'll like, it happens all the time. Yeah. Cause they're just like, you know, they don't even know what the fuck they're doing. They're just like, someone called us, guns a-blazing. So I was like, oh, fuck. And then I had to call the NYPD in case they found my address and we're going to do it to me. And then, you know, the police, I'm like, hi, I'm a content creator on the internet. And some people want to, like,
want
to
the
swat
cops
my
to,
house.
They want the cops to shoot me.
They were like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then they were like, we're going to send you to some other guy that might know more, like someone higher up. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And
they're
then
like,
I had to.
Meme department.
Yeah, internet meme department. What's going on?
They're
going
to swat you?
Yeah. All right. All right. And then, yeah, like it just like escalated. And it felt like I was living in some alternate universe for like 2 months because I had like one friend who also, that Dinesh guy, he has a lot of people out for him because he basically posts like people that do terrible things on the internet and then he like exposes them. And so he had been swatted before. And so he was helping me through all of that. And then, he was like, oh, I know this internet sleuth that I'm going to reach out to that'll help you. Here's some facial recognition software. And then like a kid like showed up at my mom's house and like stole packages and tried to like break in. And he was posting photos like at the house and like, on the
street. Was the resolution there? Did your folks press charges or what?
It was really funny because my mom gave me access to her Ring camera.
Yeah.
And so I would get notifications anytime someone was around like there. Yeah. And so I would like every now and then I'd be like, oh, I'm going to open it up and see. And like I did open it up when the cops were at the door.
Arresting the kid.
Because he came back again next day. He literally came back the next day.
What happened to the kid in the end?
So the police took him in. My mom was like, yeah, fuck you, 13-year-old. And the cop was kind of like, all right, maybe let's relax.
Let's just kind of curb the poor
pump the brakes, ma'am. And so they took him in and they called his parents. And his parents came down. My mom was like, yeah, we're going to press charges. And I think she ended up just like not going through with it. And the parents were like, we're so sorry. We'll try to compensate you. I think like maybe they did compensate them for like the packages that were stolen or something. But I think she just dropped it because eventually. So I had called. I had been in contact with the FBI, too. Mm-hmm. And so really weird getting a call from the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just kind of like, yeah, we'll, you know, keep an eye on this. We have your case like open and stuff. And then eventually they subpoenaed the main person that was involved. They like subpoenaed his Twitter records. Mm. And he got like a letter basically being like, your Twitter records have been subpoenaed by the police. And I think he backed off because of that.
Well, that would scare just about anybody.
Yeah. So I haven't really had anything like happen since. Right. I think they reached out like a couple of times. But yeah, like all of my like shit was like posted online. And they were like, we hope because my rabbit had died or something. And they were like, your rabbit's burning in hell. And then it was like, they were like, we're glad your grandmother's dead. And I'm just like, okay.
That's so dumb.
I was like, all right, you guys. Yeah. They were like, they wanted me to like off myself basically.
God.
And I was like, no. Yeah. I was like, make me.
Yeah, things are going too well.
Make me. I was like, I'm a successful comedian right now. I feel pretty good. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, no, you do it.
You do it. Your turn.
Your turn, yeah. You first. Mm. Yeah. But I was like, now that my mom has moved out of the house, I feel a lot better. Cool. Just about, because you know what? If they had doxed my location, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
What, are you going to show up at my apartment and then what? And then what?
Who knows?
Because I'm like, you're a child.
Yeah. Hitting your mom is like next level sort of.
Because like weird. I would call her and be like, hey, something else happened. And like sometimes she was at like a festival. So she was drunk when I called her. Mm. She's like, okay, yeah, no, I'll just go down to the police station. I'm like, you're going to look like a fucking crazy person if you go down to the police station in your state right now. She's like, hi, so my daughter called me and like, yes, yeah, so I like grabbed a vial or something right now. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I was so stressed out. But nope, she just bought a house. So I'm like, ah.
Well, that drama's over. So
yeah,
congratulations.
I was like, end of an era.
Yeah.
But I was like, delete all your information from online because the internet, I'm like, you just, that's actually a good lesson for everyone.
Delete everything.
If you have anything about you online,
get rid of it. Yeah.
Get rid of it. Like, go on all of the sort of like public information places and be like, unsubscribe me from this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you never know how many people really fucking hate you out there.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So that just kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah. I there was a story I wanted to tell, but I'll save it for next time.
Ooh.
I'll save it. That's right. That's right. We're going to leave you on a cliffhanger.
Leave you on a cliffhanger.
You don't know what's going to happen. What are we going to talk about?
Anything could happen.
Is it about an internet celebrity?
Maybe
we'll
have like another, you know, by the next time we record, there'll be another assassination
or another cancellation. Okay. Maybe.
You know what? I will say something about that is that it does feel like we're getting back to our roots a little bit with that because it had been quite a while since we had an assassination attempt and people were talking. They were like, what's going on?
I'm like, yeah, do Americans not have any balls anymore?
I was like, perhaps not. I was like, come on, you guys. Not that I'm encouraging it at all. I'm just saying it feels like for a while there.
Things were a little easy.
Well, you see, people were getting a little crazy.
It felt like the Secret Service had it too easy.
Where are all those three named people at?
Yeah. Zev doesn't have a middle. My son doesn't have a middle name, so he's in the clear.
Does he not?
No, he's just Zev Padre. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hannah was Hannah's choice.
It was.
Hannah was like, oh no, wait, he does have a middle name. I lied.
I was going to say.
No, he's got a middle name.
Yeah. That's funny that you just forgot your son. Do you even know him?
It's been a long... Dude, moving is so stressful. Okay.
Oh, is that why?
Yes.
You're like, moving's so stressful. I forgot my son's information about my child.
Yeah. Well... And anyway, one, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a... Goodbye. We hope you had fun.
Goodbye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.